Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Makos Daf Yud, Makos 10a, pagination is 19. I'd like to do some statements from Amud Aleph and then proceed to Amud Beis. So the Gemara tells us on approximately the 6th, 7th line of the wide lines, Tana we learned, Talmud Shegola Megalin Rabo Imo. A student that has to go to Galus, to the Ir Miklat, because he killed by mistake, so we send the Rebbe with him. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says, Vachoy, he's going to live. So, Ovid Lemidit, did he have a late Chiyusa? You have to set him up in a way that he's going to live. And without his Rebbe, he's not alive. Okay. Let's look at another statement on the following line. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Harav Shegala, a Rebbe that went to Galus, Megalin Yeshivaso Imo. You have to send his yeshiva to Galus with him. They all go to the Arei Miklat. And the explanation is found later in the Gemara, seven lines up from the bottom. Omar Rebbe said, Harbe Tori Lamadatani mi Rabosai, I learned a lot from my teachers, Mechavera Yosem Mehem, from my colleagues even more, Umitamida Yosem Mikulam, but from my students I learned the most. So Rashi says a very simple concept, Sha'ayideyam Yarba HaPilpul, because the discussion becomes great through students, Venosin Lev Letaritz Kush Yoseim, and you have to pay attention to answer the different questions. And therefore, his greatest growth was from the students. So we go back to the two statements over here. The student is going to Galus. The Rebbe has to go with him. The Rebbe's going to Galus. The entire yeshiva has to go with him. So let's pause for a moment and picture the scene and wonder, does that mean that any one person who's a Talmud in a yeshiva is going to Chas V'Shalom kill B'Shogeg, his Rebbe will have to go with him to the Ir Miklat, and the yeshiva, of course, is going to have to follow, because now the Rebbe's going. So everybody should live in the Arei Miklat, because one person killed B'Shogeg. And for every one person who killed B'Shogeg, the result is that so many people end up in the Arei Miklat. It doesn't really follow. It doesn't really make sense. So it's true that when the Rebbe goes because of the Talmud, the Pasuk Vachoy is not a Gzeiras HaKosuv, but nevertheless, it would seem that that's what's necessary for the Rebbe, for the Talmud. And I think the answer here is that not every Talmud, just because he's enrolled in the yeshiva, is entitled to claim Vachoy, I can't live without this Rebbe. He'll go to the Ir Miklat, he'll get a different Rebbe. But if there's a Talmud-Rebbe relationship that's so powerful that the Talmud says this very unfortunate thing happened, but I can't function without my Rebbe, then the Rebbe would indeed, for the sake of this Talmud that has this bond with him, he would be chayiv to go to Galus. And our logic may actually play out, maybe not because of a Gezeres HaKosov, but on basic relationship grounds, it could be that the yeshiva would follow the Rebbe as well. Perhaps not. The Gezeres HaKosov of Achai doesn't really apply if he's going because of someone else's Ir Miklat. But I think that's a true concept. Not every Talmud enrolled in a yeshiva is automatically entitled to claim, Vachoy, I can't live without this Rebbe. On the bottom of the Amud, on the topic of Torah and how important it is, so the Gemara relates, four lines up, that David said to Hashem, Shamati, I have heard people saying, Masa Yamos Zaken Ze, when will this elder die, meaning David, v'yavo Shlomo b'no v'yivne beis ha-bechira. And Shlomo will be in charge, and he'll be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. David wasn't allowed. Shlomo will be allowed. Let's move on. Let's, from the last generation, and Shlomo will be able to build V'na'ala L'regel, and we'll finally have Aliyah L'regel mitzvah to go on Yom Tov to Yerushalayim. V'samachti, David says. And I was happy to hear it. I hear that people are motivated to do mitzvahs, even though it sounds like it's going to be to my detriment. That's the concept of the greater good. I'm willing to sacrifice me for the greater good. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Tov yom b'chatzerecha me'olef, Tov li yom echad, I treasure the one of yours, one day of yours, Shata osik b'torah, that you're toiling in Torah, lefanai, in front of me, me'elef olos, than the 1,000 karbonos that Shlomo, your son, is going to bring on the Mizbeach. And while the original statement is talking about the greater good, one can understand this second statement as Hashem saying, Beis HaMikdash is wonderful, but you also have your contribution, and I treasure your contribution. It is true that in this case, Hashem is actually saying your Torah is greater than Shlomo's Karbanos, but I believe it's true in regards to every person. As much as the greater good is great, but you still have your contribution that Hashem treasures and is waiting for. Let's move on to Amud Beis, which focuses on an underlying principle in the Arei Miklat. About 7 lines down, Va'asher lo tzada, we're talking about a person who did not ambush the victim, V'elokim ina liyado, but Hashem arranged it to his hands that the person should be killed through him, which is a little bit troubling. Why would Hashem orchestrate that he's going to kill this person? What prior information is there over here that's causing Hashem to purposely orchestrate this situation of the tragedy? And the Gemara relates this to a speech that David HaMelech made to Shaul when Shaul thought that his downfall was going to come through David, his sins were going to be punished through David. David responds, bad is going to come from a bad person. I'm not a bad person. I'm not pursuing you, David says. Kasha Yomar Mishal HaKadmoni, like we have from the original Book of Lessons, from Hashem himself, Merishoim Yetzei Rasha, from bad people, bad things happen. B'ma'akos of Medaber, what was the pasuk talking about? Our Gemara says, "B'shnei b'nei Adam shaharu es hanefesh." 2 people killed. Echad harag b'shogig ve'echad harag b'meizid. 1 person killed by mistake. 1 person killed on purpose. Loza ein edim ve'loza ein edim. Neither one had their event witnessed by witnesses. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mazminan lepundek echad. Hashem might bring them to the same building. Ze she'arag b'meizid yoshev tachas hasulam. The one who killed purposely and is deserving of capital punishment is at the bottom of the stairs, the bottom of the ladder. Ve'ze she'arag b'shogeg yored b'sulam. And the one who killed by mistake and refused to do what he was supposed to do, there were no witnesses to enforce it, so he didn't go to galus. So he is now coming down on the ladder. V'nofal olav, and Hashem orchestrates that he should fall on the person on the bottom for her go and kill him. Ze shaharag b'mezid nerag. In summation, the person who killed on purpose got killed. V'ze shaharag b'shogeg gola, and the person who killed by mistake is finally killing again by mistake, but this time is witnessed and he's forced to do his act of atonement. So this is a perspective which is not always the case by someone who killed Bishogeg, but there are cases of Elokim Ina Liyado that Hashem orchestrates this specifically so that it should occur. Interestingly, on the topic of Ma'akeh, a fence, the Pasuk says, Ki yipol hanofel, lest the person who's destined to fall will fall from your roof. And the Mefarshim explained, he's destined to fall. Hashem is orchestrating that the top person should kill the bottom person. But it doesn't have to happen by you. You make sure your ma'akeh, your fence is in place. Hashem will find a different place to make this accident happen. And the mitzvah of ma'akeh is supposed to protect from these accidents. Now, what exactly is this mishal hakadmoni that the Torah makes a statement, a concept, Merisham Yetze Rasha, from wicked shall come wickedness, and David uses that as the basis for his argument, I'm not the one that's going to punish you. And indeed, it's one of the most striking conversations where Shaul ends up responding, Halkol Chaze B'ni David, is that the voice of my son David, my son-in-law? Vayisa Shaul Kolo Vayef, and Shaul cried from that, from the realization that he was being led astray, running after David as if David is the evil. And really, there were issues because of Amalek that he didn't kill out, because of Novi or Akohanim that he did kill out, that he was having problems. It wasn't coming from David. David indeed was going to be the next leader, but David was not going to do anything to hasten that event. He was on standby. And this Merisham Yetzei Rasha, the Malbim writes in Shmuel Aleph Chaf Dalet, that the original interpersonal sin, Cain killed Hevel, was punished from Cain's descendants who ended up killing him. And the Malbim says, Ayidei Rasha Kamahu, that he was also a Rasha, and he ended up getting killed in such a way. So David makes the argument, the problem is not going to come from me. And that's our Gemara regarding the killing Bishogeg. Such a thing could, Rachmana Litzlan, happen, but sometimes it's Elikim Ina Liyado, Hashem is orchestrating it quite purposefully because the person needs a reenactment of what happened without witnesses so that they should finally get what was supposed to occur. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.